Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, this is fascinating to me, so I wanted to get a firsthand account. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Romano, he's a sports writer for the Tampa Bay Times. And as I mentioned, we've had him on to talk Tom Brady and the Bucks. I was blown away this weekend when I read that fans were actually allowed to attend a Tampa Bay Rowdies USL game in Tampa Saturday night. And Dono, you were telling me that the Tampa Bay Rowdies, they don't draw many people anyway.
I don't think anybody in the USL draws so well.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. Dono in for Crowder today. Crowder on paternity leave for another week. But I'm guessing that this is the first league that has started to allow fans, I think. And obviously, I'm guessing it would be based on local laws and regulations. I would imagine not every team in the USL can allow fans. But anyway, John Romano covers sports in the Tampa Bay Times, and sports are back. He was actually at the Lightning practice this morning. Did you go to the Rowdies game on Saturday night, John?
I did go there. It was a little bit surreal being back and watching action on the field with about 140 close friends, I guess you would say. it wasn't a big crowd at all.
Is that typical for a Rowdies game? But how highly publicized was it that yes, fans can attend?
It was pretty well known around here. But basically, what this was a test run to see how it would work with fans in the stands. The Rowdies typically draw about 5,000, maybe 6,000 on a good Saturday night. The stadium seats about 7,200. But for the first three games this month, their plan was to make it invitation only. You couldn't walk up and buy a ticket. You had to either be a family member of one of the players or one of the two main fan clubs for the team in the area. So they gave about 50 tickets to family members, about 90 to the two different fan clubs, and they made absolutely certain that everybody stayed socially distant, and they set up all kinds of different safety protocols. I think all of it with an eye toward the future of expanding the crowd at the Rowdies games, but also potentially expanding or opening Tropicana Field up for Rays fans, because the Rowdies are owned by the same people that own the Rays.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you got a chance to speak to anyone who was in attendance after the game, or you kind of give us an idea based on your experience covering the Tampa Bay scene. Like, do you feel like people are really starving to get back to sporting events, or are a lot of people probably just thinking, you know what, I'm not even ready to take this risk right now?
No, I think it's pretty remarkable to me, not just with sports, that people around here seem to be getting out of their houses and not having a whole lot of fear. I talked to some fans just because the USL, it was its opening weekend or reopening weekend, and at games in Louisville and Utah, they were packing like 5,000 people into stadiums that hold about 12,000.
Really?
And wow. And that to me just seemed incredibly scary. So I was asking some of the fans at the Rowdies game, you know, would you have done that? You know, walked into a crowd that was only a stadium that was half full, as opposed to a stadium that only had a fraction of the capacity. And they all said that they would do it, which was shocking to me. But I guess it shouldn't be, because I see bars and restaurants full of people without masks. And, you know, maybe I'm just an old fat fart who has more to fear than other people. But it seems pretty crazy to me.
Yeah, no, Florida, we are a bunch of weird birds down here, man. John Romano, sports writer for the Tampa Bay Times. Did you feel safe there? Obviously, I'm guessing you were wearing a mask. Was everyone else required to have a face covering, or was it kind of anything goes?
No, the way they had it set up was there was only one entrance into the stadium. Everybody had to go through a temperature check, which is, I guess this is part of our new life, that we have these new machines that will check your temperature just by putting your hand, almost like sort of like a ticket booth, you know, where you have your hands, your ticket scanned, you put your hand over it and it'll read your temperature. You have to wear a mask, and they had assigned seats. So you couldn't just plop down anywhere. You had to sit in the exact seat that had your name on it to make sure that everybody stayed spread apart. They were not selling any concessions, so there were no reason to go into the concourses unless you needed to use the restroom. So all of those things made it and considering it was 140 people in a 7,200 seat stadium,
right,
made it incredibly safe. I mean, it was probably safer than going to your local Publix. But I think the idea was to say, okay, this is how it looks the first night with this many people, and maybe in August we can increase it to, you know, 1,000 people or whatever, and these are the problems we had with the small crowd, so this is what we'll fix the next time out. To me, it went very smoothly, and people seemed to enjoy it. I think there is a way this can be done. Like I said, the Rays own this team. I think they would like to let people into Tropicana Field when the baseball season starts up in a couple of weeks. I think the plan, you know, Tropicana now has a capacity of about 36,000. I would guess, you know, if they do that there, they might bring 2,000 people in. And that's just guessing. And that wouldn't happen until August. I don't think they're going to do that anytime soon, but I think they just wanted the information to use this sort of as a test case.
You know, I'm happy, John, that sports are starting to come back, because, you know, I enjoy it, but I also know that there is certainly some risk involved. So, you know, when I see what the NBA and the MLS are doing in bubbles, and then, you know, we see the USL coming back, and not only are some fans allowed in, but they're also, you know, playing in home stadiums, which means there's travel involved. I mean, how much concern is there that, you know, I don't know what the USL's protocol is. If positive tests start coming back, is there a concern that the league may not be back for very long?
You know what? We don't cover the Rowdies all that closely. This game was the first one that I've been to in probably 30 years covering sports in Tampa Bay. So I don't know what the USL protocols are. In dealing with the NHL and the NFL and Major League Baseball, it's an interesting argument that, you know, the NBA obviously and the NHL with their hub cities are going to these bubble ideas where they think they can contain everybody and that would be the safest way to do it. I almost think that might be more dangerous, because if that bubble gets pierced, and we've seen it already with Major League Soccer, you've got a big problem on your hands. Baseball is, I think they've got the best chance of having the entire season work out, simply because there's not going to be as much contact, certainly not as much as a basketball or a football game. They also have an entire separate roster at a different place from where the main team is. So if you have a team that has a half dozen players suddenly test positive, you can quarantine all 25 of those guys and just bring in a new set of 25 guys. your team obviously isn't going to be as good. It's going to be a version of a AAA team, but it at least keeps the integrity of the season going. You don't have a team that's going to forfeit all of its games in the middle of the season. And I think that's a real possibility with the NBA and NHL.
I didn't even realize baseball was doing that with two separate teams. That's pretty cool. John Romano, he writes for the... They seem to, as difficult as it was for them to get everything straight, I think you might be right. MLB might have the best chance of succeeding over all the leagues.
Well, and they also, the other thing that MLB can do is, let's say Florida continues to trend as badly as it is. In another month, if the numbers are just skyrocketing, Major League Baseball can actually take the Tampa Bay Rays and say, we are moving you to Durham, North Carolina, where your AAA right. team is, and you're going to play your games there in Durham, so we're not endangering anybody in the Tampa Bay area. Obviously, the NBA is not going to be doing that. They've got all their eggs are in the basket in Orlando, and if it becomes a problem, they're just going to have to shut the season down. The NHL has the same problem with Toronto and Edmonton. So I think by being flexible, Major League Baseball may actually have a better chance than the other sports of getting through an entire season. Because right now, to me, it's 50-50 whether yeah. we see, you know, a Stanley Cup champion.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you a Tom Brady question, as long as you're on the line here. John Romano from the Tampa Bay Times. How is the Tom Brady Tampa Bay Buccaneers era going?
It's putting us on TMZ's map, I'll tell you that. Everything this guy does is news. I mean, it became a running joke around here almost that, you know, there was word that Tom was working out with different players, and everybody was wondering where it was happening. And our beat writer, Rick Stroud, finally figured out that it was at a private high school in Tampa, and he, you know, I wouldn't say he had to break in anywhere, but he had to sneak around to get a glimpse of what was going on the field. And as soon as Rick wrote about it, suddenly we had helicopters flying over the high school field, taking pictures of Brady and the guys practicing. It doesn't matter what this guy does. It makes news. And for that reason alone, I'm hoping the NFL is able to pull off this season, because it's, you know, Tampa Bay hasn't been relevant in the NFL for a very long time. It's been 18 years since this franchise won a playoff game. So, you know, Tom Brady's like, a cool glass of water in the desert for fans around here.
What about Gronk? Has he managed to hit TMZ down there yet?
Yeah, he's been a little lower profile. If it were just Gronk, he'd probably be, you know, making more headlines than anybody else, but everybody gets overshadowed by Brady around here or anywhere practically.
John Romano from the Tampa Bay Times. Well, look at you. I mean, a Rowdies game, a Lightning practice. I mean, sports is back, John.
It is. And I'm hopeful it's back. I'm hopeful it's not a false start, because it's been a long time of just sitting around my bedroom.
Do you know if you'd be traveling to any games? Like, would you be traveling with the Lightning to any? Well, I guess you couldn't be, because you'd have to be in the bubble the whole time.
Right. I was actually talking to our Lightning beat writer about it this morning, and, you know, it's going to be a financial decision too, because the paper's going to have to send her up there to quarantine for two right. weeks before the games even begin. I'm not sure how we're doing it. I think we may cover the first few Rays games on the road, but then stay home, because you're not going to get face-to-face interviews with the players or coaches. It's all going to be Zoom
right.
after the game, so you can do that from home anyway.
Right. John Romano from the Tampa Bay Times. Thank you for making time for us, John.
All right. You guys take care.
Thanks, John.
There you go. Interesting. Rowdies game.
I didn't realize I didn't know they drew so well. Like when he said they draw about 5,000 on a good Saturday in a 7,000 park, like that was shocking to me. I guess I've only seen them play midweek games, maybe.
Probably, though, I have to be honest, as stupid as it sounds to go to a sporting event right now, if it was limited to, you know, a couple hundred people and they're doing temperature checks and assigned seats and whatnot, maybe it is a fun night out. I don't know. Yeah. Who the hell knows what to believe anymore?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.